With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. If you're a farmer who recently was granted an emergency approval from the EPA to use certain pesticides, you're not alone. Many farmers did just that in the last year. The high number of acres allowed, as well as the number of emergency approvals, has led environmental groups to question the EPA. Nathan Dooley is with the Center for Biological Diversity and explains the EPA needs to make sure these approvals are for actual emergencies.
In the major pesticide law in this country, there is an exemption approval process carved out for true emergencies. EPA has been abusing this emergency approval process, and we believe approving uses that aren't really actual emergencies.
Donnelly says the EPA reports last year it issued emergency approvals for use of pesticides on more than 16 million acres.
But what we're finding is that EPA is making these approvals for many, many consecutive years, in some cases up to 8 or 9 consecutive years. And in our opinion, that is no longer an emergency. That is a foreseeable event. And EPA, if they really truly believe this pesticide needs to be used, then that needs to go through a normal approval process, which is more robust.
Donnelly says farmers should consider alternatives to pesticides to reduce the risk of water and food contamination. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, find us online at aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.